With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The name The Walls, a winery in Walla Walla, plays off a nickname for the state penitentiary that looks over the valley from a hill north of town. Founder Mike Martin says that same fun with words methodology was used when naming his Tempranillo.
You want people to remember it, and it is a wonderful nightmare. Tempranillo is a grape that does not like to get cold, and we've had some frost issues down in Milton Freewater from where this fruit originates from. It was frosted out after a cold snap after the Thanksgiving 2014. So we did not get these grapes in 15 or 17. So it truly has kind of been a nightmare. It's turned into kind of an even year wine. So we're pouring the 2016 today, and we'll have it again in 2018.
So Martin says this year's kind of a wait and see.
We're cautiously optimistic. I've been talking to some of the vineyard managers, and they were somewhat surprised by how late the cold has been. They have never experienced cold temperatures like that in March before. They're certainly familiar with them earlier in the year, but fingers crossed, I think we pulled through it okay.
And Martin says their wine is pretty easy to find.
Of course, you can go to our website, The Walls Vineyards, both with S.com. We're distributed throughout most of the Pacific Northwest. You can find us in Total and the Met Market and a bunch of other. Our Stanley Groovy blend is part of a promotion for a Costco this month, so a lot of people have been coming up having discovered it there, which is great.
And if you're familiar with Walla Walla's restaurant history, Mike Martin is also the owner of Pasa Tempo, formerly known as the Pastime Cafe.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.